In 1968, at just 22 years old, Ainsley Gotto was appointed to run then-Australian Prime Minister John Gorton's office, leading to rumours she was romantically involved with him. Now, private documents donated by Miss Ainsley to the National Archive before her death over the weekend may offer some insights into the rumours. Miss Gotto donated the documents in 2015, asking that they remain closed until her death. A visiting researcher in the Politics Department at the University of Adelaide, Jenny Tilby-Stock, says the rumours have never been proven and distracted from her many achievements.
The press, which was almost entirely male in those days also, was transfixed because she was very good looking, very young, but also very competent, and they tend to forget that. They were very happy to follow them round and take lots of pictures and make all sorts of suggestions about Gorton's private life. Well, he did drink a lot and he was inclined to stay on at the office after hours and so on, but a biography was written by Ian Hancock in 2002 called He Did It His Way. And he's investigated all this and he said that he doesn't think there was any relationship between them, but the tabloid press was always happy to provide a lot of fodder.
Before taking the role with Mr Gorton, Miss Gotto worked for Dudley Irwin, then Minister for Air. In a reshuffle, Mr Irwin was left out of Mr Gorton's ministry. When asked by media at the time why he was left out of the ministry, Mr Irwin explained, "It wiggles, it's shapely, and its name is Ainsley Gotto." While working for Mr Gorton, Miss Gotto was in a romantic relationship with Race Matthews, Gough Whitlam's chief of staff at the time. Dr Tilby-Stock says with today's media scrutiny and workplace regulations, it's highly unlikely Miss Gotto would have remained in her position while dating a staffer from the opposition.
Well, they'd have to declare it now. I know we have the no bonking ban. There's now far more industrial relations legislation and regulation of working the workplace. There was very little regulation of the workplace in those days. They made their own rules, basically. But these days, we are more cautious about it. And because of social media, there's nothing very secret anymore. I can see why people are put off going into politics, and because you've got no private life at all.
Tributes have poured in on social media, with former Prime Minister Tony Abbott calling her a proud Liberal and political journalist Samantha Maiden describing her as legendary and a dame. Miss Gotto also worked for other senior ministers before leaving to run her own businesses and work as a television presenter in Britain. She also headed the Australian chapter of Women Chiefs of Enterprises International, a non-profit organisation for women entrepreneurs. Dr Tilby-Stock says while the possibilities for women have moved forward since Miss Gotto's time, it has been a slow process.
She was darn good at her job. Apparently she ruled the office, you know, very well, and people didn't mess around with her. But it was very much, you know, the men were in charge and the women were their aides and supporters and secretaries and that sort of thing. And it's taken a long time. And we still, you know, in some areas don't have enough women to make all that much difference in the many professions, including the top end of politics. Look at the cabinet.
Miss Gotto, who married lawyer Nick Carson in 1993, is survived by friends and extended family members. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.